The Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now. 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290. CJBK.
Ontario will soon have the second highest minimum wage in the country. The Liberal government says it's raising the minimum wage to $11.25 an hour, up from $11. Ontario enacted legislation this fall that tied minimum wage to inflation. So every year, the new rate will be announced by April 1st to take effect that October.
No study has actually proved that increasing the minimum wage causes unemployment. In fact, what the studies have shown is that either it's neutral or it's slightly positive in terms of employment.
There it is. Kathleen Wynne's gift to Ontario's poor, a boost in the minimum wage. Business is crying foul. Labor loves it. We need you to sort it out. Get your index finger ready to... Oh, no, we don't dial. Don't do the rotary. Except for Ryan Spence, we don't have the rotary dial anymore. Whatever finger you hit the buttons with, get ready to hit the buttons. We want to hear from you. Raising the minimum wage, the big announcement today. Is it a good idea or a bad idea? And what job in London is the worst job to make a buck? I want to hear from you on that one. I suggest probably school bus driver. Good afternoon, London. It is Thursday. Are you keeping track? March the 19th. The show is called The Live Drive with Andy Udman. But first off, minimum wage, as I'm sure you've heard by now, is going up from $11.25. Doesn't sound like much, 25 cents. A business says, guarantee you, it will cost some people their jobs, because even a quarter adds up and adds up and adds up. We're joined this afternoon by the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, Paul McKeever, who has some thoughts on this. And we're opening up the phone line, so feel free to call at any time, and we'll get to you very shortly. Paul, appreciate you joining us this afternoon.
Afternoon, Andy.
Good move, bad move?
Bad move, backward move. This place needs more jobs, not fewer. You know, Ontario is not the whole world. We're competing globally now. MIC jobs are not the only jobs we're talking about. Any job that, for example, involves producing anything, we'll find it that much less attractive to do business in Ontario. Why manufacture in Ontario when the minimum wage is going up, when you can just go to a place where perhaps the minimum wage is lower, even just across the border, perhaps? So it's a bad move in terms of jobs. I heard that the clip there that you had about someone saying the studies show, you know, you increase the minimum wage, you increase the number of jobs. That's actually a flawed study. And in fact, Ontario's own government commissioned in 2007 a study by an expert called Morley Gunderson, who said that by increasing the wage 28%, the minimum wage 28%, which is what the Liberals did, there would be a loss of between 90 and 180,000 jobs. They went ahead and did it anyway. It is, you know, it's fashionable to tell people that, you know, hey, we care about the poor, and we want to make sure everybody's lifted up a little bit. Look at those rich, you know, McDonald's owners profiting on the backs of the poor. But the reality of the matter is that most businesses right now are cutting everything to the quick. They're trying to survive. They're not all apples, as it were. And what they're going to find is that, you know, you increase the wage 2% or 2.2%, which is what they're doing today, or rather in September, you're going to find that some businesses say, you know what, as of now, we can no longer afford to run this business. In fact, that's exactly what's happening in the United States, where they've introduced higher minimum wages there as well.
Can you say definitively that this move, again today, that the track record shows, this will cost some people their jobs and will put some businesses out of business? We can quibble about the numbers all day long, but can you say that definitively, Paul McKeever?
I don't think anyone can predict any particular business without knowing the business, but the principles remain the same. If you increase the cost of a business, eventually they can't make that up by selling coffees, for example, or other products at a higher rate because people simply won't pay. They'll buy it, for example, they'll buy their pajamas from a Sri Lankan company instead of from a Canadian company. Because they can get the pajamas for $6 instead of 60. And you just take that, and it's exact same principle economically. There's also a moral issue here, right? I mean, if my son wants to work for $10 an hour, $8 an hour, because, you know, he doesn't mind and he thinks that's all he needs, or, you know, he wants to get the job that maybe his relatively uncompetitive friend doesn't want to do for $8 or $10 an hour, there's no reason why his friend should be able to prohibit him from doing the work for $8 an hour.
Do you know that labor right now is just absolutely rolling their eyes at what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. I mean, it's somebody else's money, right? But the fact of the matter is, if my son wants to work for $5 an hour, I don't think it's right for any government to step in and say, that's illegal, you're breaking the law. I mean, the law is there to make sure that he's defended in doing what he wants to do.
Now the labor leaders are punching holes in walls at what you're saying.
Yeah. Hey, and I'll tell you something else, Andy, and this doesn't get discussed too much. The labor leaders, you might wonder, why do they care about the minimum wage? Almost none of their people are getting paid it. But you have to keep in mind that a lot of their collective agreements will be tied to such things as the minimum wage. And so if there's an increase in the minimum wage, guess what? Increase in their personal income based on their collective agreement. I'm not saying that I know all of the agreements in Ontario, but I'll bet there's a few there that are tied to minimum wage, and that they'll be clapping because they'll be getting a pay increase without having to renegotiate anything.
If it's a no-brainer, why is the government doing this, Paul McKeever?
Well, because it's the government doing it. when it comes to minimum wage, they do this because it makes political sense, not because it makes economic sense. This is going to put kids out of the reach of jobs that they otherwise would have been able to do for the summer. It's going to put seniors who just wanted to make a little bit of income, it's going to make it more difficult for them to find those jobs. And it's not serving anyone. It's just interfering with what would have been taken care of by supply and demand anyway.
Okay, so this takes effect October the 1st. Let me ask you this. What will the impact be on workers who are at the minimum wage or near the minimum wage? If you take the minimum wage folks and you bump them up a quarter, don't you have to take everybody else who has managed to take a step or two up, for example, at McDonald's to maybe a supervisory position? Will their wages also not have to be bumped up? And that's where you get the multiplier effect, which can put a business out of business.
Could be. You're certainly going to get people who say, hey, how come I'm only being paid $11.25? This used to be $3 more than the other guy. Now it's exactly the same. And, I can find this work elsewhere, perhaps. So there's going to be competition for example, middle management jobs and et cetera. But the other thing that this does, of course, is it increases the cost of things that we buy every day. The coffee, the fast food, the service industry, such as, your dry cleaning and et cetera. Everything will go up in price so that Kathleen Wynne can say, look, she's a champion of the people making minimum wage. It's just pushing up the prices. It'll have a ripple effect on all prices, ultimately, because, those wages have to be paid for by something, and it's not just by employers printing more money off a printing press.
Okay, Andy. Andy, hit them with the key question. What would Paul McKeever like the minimum wage to be?
Zero. One word, Andy. That's the minimum wage that anybody can pay. In fact, if I want, I've had a situation where I can't afford, for example, to give someone experience that they need because it would cost me, overhead, et cetera. But I'm just saying that people should be free to make the contracts they want to make. And there's no law that should be imposed to punish someone for doing peacefully what they wanted to do with another person. If two people make an agreement, you crush these mixed nuts for $5 an hour, well, then sure, I'll do that for $5 an hour, because otherwise I'd have no job.
Okay, Paul, let's dream a little. Let's say that Kathleen Wynne has an epiphany. She listens to your argument. She said, boy, that Paul McKeever, raising the minimum wage October the 1st, we're going to just eliminate it. No minimum wage in Ontario. I'm sure you've thought this scenario through.
Absolutely.
What would happen?
Almost nothing. Almost everybody makes more than the minimum wage already because of market forces. It's not as though the minimum wage is making people get paid $20 an hour. And most of the people I see, for example, in my employment law practice, are making well in excess of the minimum wage, even if they're in a fairly non-skilled work environment, if it's just basic labor.
You're saying that personally, and you don't want this to happen, but as an employment lawyer, you are going to see increased business because?
Oh, because people are going to be losing their jobs. And they'll be looking to find out if the severance package they got is worthwhile. And I'll be charging them, $200 or $300 a person to do that. So, I'm quite happy with Kathleen Wynne giving me more business. But I'm sure people wouldn't be happy with me getting more money out of all this. And that's the result. She's putting people out of work. Employment lawyers will do well. You know, bankruptcy trustees, they'll do a little bit better. But other than that, everyone's just going to be paying more for just about everything they buy. And the elderly and the students won't be finding jobs as readily.
Paul McKeever, always a pleasure. We thank you for your time.
You take care.
Okay. Paul McKeever, leader of the Ontario Freedom Party. What do you think of what you...